Hi guys, welcome back.
Welcome back.
We hope that you enjoyed the last two episodes with the boys. They are back on for more.
They were begging us.
Yeah,
I'm back. I can't believe I'm back.
It's not your cue to speak.
Sorry.
We specifically said intro was just the two of us.
We hope you've all had a wonderful week and that you're thriving at life.
Ew, no.
What if we're not?
But no, we brought the boys back to interrogate them some more.
Yeah.
We thought it would be fun to have them in the same room because we have some really intense questions for them.
Yeah.
Don't worry, we've got some intense questions for you guys.
Who said you could talk? Honestly, I don't know what these... It's our show.
And if the intense questions don't end in a proposal, then we don't want it. Just leave now.
You're not all baby.
Okay. You don't need your questions yet, Brandon. You're going to finish all...
So we'll go first. Do you want me to start, Kate?
Yeah, you kick it off.
Okay. Everyone needs to answer the questions honestly. What was your first impression of each other, if you can remember?
That was a very long time ago, to be honest.
And can you... Actually, I'm adding to that question. Can you remember the first time you guys met?
To be honest, Brandon and I had been playing against each other for a hell of a long time. If for those that don't know, we played water polo against each other. We were like rival schools for a good few years. But I think the first time we kind of like... actually probably remember meeting was like probably like grade six or so. Playing like, well, first team in junior school back then.
Definitely.
Yeah,
I remember my first impression of you. This is quite strange. I was actually quite a fanboy in like grade six. I remember just starting polo at the time, and then I remember everyone was like, yo, like who's this Chris Beamish guy? And they were talking about Dylan Watt as well. Like, yo, these guys are insane in polo, like playing province A's and stuff. And I was like, yo, those guys, I want to be like them.
And you're making us
play. Yeah, you're inflating my ego.
No, so that was my first impression of you, was that you were a very talented water polo player. And I think, I think we met like the next year when we were both going for province.
Yeah, we landed on the same team, I think.
I was in the B side, and then, and then I remember we played against each other and then just went from there.
First impressions, obviously, Brandon was also really good at the sport. More importantly, he's just a stand-up guy. Yeah. Thanks, and in the friendship.
You guys are so cute.
Love you, boy.
Yeah.
Max, please turn your phone on silent.
Sorry, it's my Tinder.
Oh, no.
Got another match. We actually were going through pictures on Chris's Instagram the other day, and we saw a picture. What province of you two? And you guys look so cute.
It was like under 14.
You guys were so cute.
No, it was actually under 16 in Joburg.
Jeez.
Really? No, under 15, sorry.
That feels like a lifetime ago.
You get the time. Like,
apologies.
Okay, next question. First impression of each other's girlfriends.
Sure.
This is that's a good one because if... Spoiler, Chris was actually going for Kate in grade 9 on his camp.
I've known you guys, obviously, because we've been at school since like we were youngsters, but in... grade 9, we kind of became closer mates.
Friends,
and then
towards
the end of grade 9, I was actually trying to chat Kate or go for Kate. And then landed up... I mean,
so
I was
like, much mixing and
while I was in a previous relationship, you bad human, Chris. And then, ended up getting with Max in April.
What a downgrade. You just stuck with Kate.
To actually answer the question, first impressions, obviously, guys, knew you guys for... a hell of a long time. You guys were the pretty girls in school, just letting you know. You obviously been...
You don't need to let me know, I already knew that.
And Max is incredibly humble too. I don't know if you can tell. Yeah, but I mean, you guys are just amazing people.
No, but just your first impression of Kate.
Yeah, you guys just are Kate. You're a beautiful girl.
Why are you saying that to her? That was a trick. How dare you say that?
Okay, Brands.
Okay, sure. This is a really tough question. I feel like it's easier for Chris because he knew you guys at school.
That actually makes it difficult because he doesn't have a first impression. Chris and I knew each other since probably like grade 2, we knew of each other.
Yeah.
Why didn't your flirting with Kate work? Was it your tactic? Where did you go wrong? Was it the
I think it was because we actually...
It was paddling on the Orange River.
Paddling on the Orange River.
Chris hated me.
So, I mean, we chose to paddle together. I think that might have been my first advance. I don't know. Just let me say this: get into a kayak with another person and try not to fight. You'll hate them. I mean, it's been one of the biggest tests of my current relationship with Max. We probably screamed at each other for an hour while paddling.
Yeah.
Max wanted to go at one pace, I wanted to go at another. So
Chris hopped out the paddle. I mean, the car. Well, no, we were like on rubber duck kayak things and swam. And I had to paddle by myself, and the guides
ended up. I was so frustrated. I just swam and left Cape for dead, pretty much.
That's hilarious.
I probably deserved it. So mean. Okay.
Okay. So guys? Yeah. So as I said, this is a tough question, but I think my first impression of Max. Well, first of all, I kind of picked like I had you guys as like a, like together as a couple in a way, like you.
Not a couple, but like. Your
fantasy.
A duo.
My fantasy. A duo. Yeah, you guys are like a little dynamic duo, always together. So yeah, it was hard to like, I just saw you kind of guys as like a thing, like a group together, you know?
Oh, okay.
But I think in terms, well, I didn't, when did we meet? I didn't.
14, I think 13 or right around. Yeah, around maybe, like maybe the beginning of high school.
But I think you were like the last person I met in the friendship group.
I think so.
But yeah, I definitely think like at the start, obviously because you're Kate, one of Kate's best friends, you guys were quite similar. I think like it was that like bubbly, what's that say? Oh, never mind. It was like a bubbly energy I got from you, and obviously you guys were both very physically attractive. So yeah, that was my first impression. But I feel like guys, I feel like guys' first impressions are always just a girl's physically attractive, and then from there you get to know them.
Talking,
you're like,
oh, that girl's good looking, and then
and then she starts talking, and you're like, fuck, no,
I know.
Yeah.
Well, okay, you can't judge someone's personality by looking at them, so obviously it's good. It's you basing stuff on physical appearance, and then you open up afterwards.
Definitely.
But I remember we didn't
chat a book that's cover.
We didn't chat a lot. I remember when we first met. Like, I was a bit scared, because we were quite quiet as well.
No, Max is
more bubbly. Well, with me and Max, we didn't chat a lot. Like, I was more, when I chatted to Kate, to one of her friends, then...
Well, I think it was because you two, Kate and our other friend, you guys used to go to those, like, all the bishops things, because you guys were in that circle, and because I was, like...
You were a bit later to that.
Like, I was, like later to that, and then with Chris, I wasn't going to those things.
Because Brandon actually was chasing my other friend. If you're listening, we all good.
We all good. That's hilarious.
She's one of my best friends, you know. She's got to, we both had to test the water.
I remember both of you were a bit cooked though. You were a bit crazy back then.
Yeah, you guys were wild back then.
Okay, we didn't ask that.
Honestly, okay.
Next.
Do you want me to ask the next one?
Yeah.
Would you guys still be friends if it wasn't for us? Do you guys think? And answer honestly.
Definitely.
Yeah, yes. I think so. I think we've certainly got enough in common and have pretty similar views that if you guys weren't still best friends, then obviously I think Brandon and I would still have a pretty solid friendship.
Mm.
Okay.
I always tell Kate, she likes to claim that she introduced me to you guys and stuff, but I definitely... think that like I obviously knew Chris and his mates from Redham before I'd actually got together with Kate, so I feel like that relationship had already solidified, and you know I knew I was going to be good mates with these guys for through polo and for the rest of my life. So yeah,
I feel like that's one of the like many benefits of sport. I think it really helps like bring people together.
Yeah, sports it's a huge
part of sport, I must say. That's often I think that's probably one of the key things really.
You guys also played together for a long time.
Yeah, I mean, not to brag, but Brandon and I were in the same province team for what, like 6 years straight or something. It was pretty nuts.
Yeah, you get so connected through that.
Yeah,
especially under the water when you.
So yeah, we'd be like fierce competitors up until the end of the year, and then we'd be on the same team again.
A little fondle here and there.
When you're fondling under the water,
we shout together in the evenings. Come on,
let's be honest, you guys stay together.
Yeah, hugs. What's a group hug in the team shower?
Okay,
that's enough.
So, I've lost my place. Did you think the other person's relationship would last? Just answer quickly. That's also what's taking on with your answers.
So, did you think Kate and Brandon...
Well, completely honestly, Max and I didn't think our relationship would last. So, I thought you guys would last probably longer than we would. Would have, in real terms back then. But, I mean,
Yeah, I definitely think, like, when I first met you both, I knew that you had a very strong relationship, but then as it went on, like obviously because you guys were rocky at a stage, but because of our whole friendship circle, you just hear so many rumors and shit that goes around, and you can hear from people, oh, they're not working out, and that just escalates, and then you think, okay, well, they're not gonna work.
What we were saying prior to saying earlier is that, I mean, you never really know what's going on behind
literally
doors.
Exactly. And you just see that surface.
The only people that know what's going on inside the relationship are the two people
in it.
Yeah. Next question. You guys have to answer this honestly. What's the worst thing you said about us to each other?
Let's go. That's hard.
I mean, have you guys this is such a, like a stereotypical guy thing, but guys can often bitch and moan about like girls harping on their case. So I mean, I'm sure I've been like, shit, Max is annoying me today. Like she just keep on rashing me.
On
so
tours, when we would rash you guys.
Well, to be honest, actually, you know what, this, I've got to really commend you here, Moxie. You are very kind of understanding that obviously I'm not going to be on my bloody phone when I'm on a water polo tour. So you've been very good in that respect, but on the times when you've gotten angry with me for like not being on my phone, I have bitched about
you. And you, Brandon?
No, I'm pretty much the same. I think, you know, when I was away and when we, because the thing is, Chris and I were only together when we were away on tour, so.
You mean with together without us there?
Yeah, without you there. So we were just, it was a lot of complaining that went on. A lot of complaining. No, yeah, I think it was just general relationship stuff, to be honest.
Okay. Yeah, I would like talk about relationships. Yeah. I wouldn't really necessarily call it bitching. It's kind of just like, oh, so what did you guys do here? Okay, what what's this been like?
Okay, and we also wouldn't call what we do.
We
bitching.
Don't bitch. No,
you guys. I don't want to hear what you said about us.
Okay. Next question: would you ask each other to be part of your groom's party, like a groomsman?
That's a big one. That's a big one. Brandon's has got a lot more like closer mates than I do. So I mean, it's from my side, it'd probably be a yes. I'd probably include you.
Oh, in my boy, that's so sweet. You know,
but like transparently, I mean, I wouldn't take offense if I wasn't part of yours because you have a lot more closer mates.
That's true. Yeah, I do have a lot of mates, but I feel like because we've known each other for so long. I would definitely say yes. You could be one of my groomsmen.
Well, also because I'm Kate's maid of honor, so like, sorry, Emma.
And because just I think it's also different. Like what we were speaking the other day about how when you move through life, when you get older, you do a lot of more things as a couple. And I feel like for us, if we're doing things as couples, you know, that would be not a reason to have you, but it's just like
you're gonna get closer.
You're gonna get closer as a couple.
I mean, we've obviously gotten closer and closer over time. And I mean, with the girls obviously still being best mates, we've obviously gotten closer.
That's a great way to move on to our next question. Would you guys have a foursome?
Nice little segue there, babe.
I'm just checking.
This is not going online.
Jeez, that's a juicy one, hey. I'm sure we've actually spoken about this over drink.
You guys are actually considering it.
I'm sure we've actually spoken about this.
You've spoken about this.
What? Me and Chris have spoken about this. Yeah. We're planning on doing this.
Well, I'm glad you brought it up.
Well, since you brought it up.
I think we're both quite possessive guys from what we've spoken about. And I don't know if it would necessarily work. I think there'd be a lot of like complications and jealousy that we wouldn't want to get involved in these friendships.
Yeah, what definitely.
Great answer.
Yeah.
Wow.
Would you agree?
I would 100% agree, yeah.
So the next one we're doing is who's most likely to. So you guys must just say... Well, no, between us two. Okay. So just say who you think is most likely to. Mm-hmm. Just whoever, the first person that pops in your mind, you can say it. Okay, so the first one, who's most likely to become an influencer?
Max.
You have to say it, Brand.
Oh, Max. Right. Appointed.
He pointed.
Okay, so Max, who's most likely to leave the podcast?
Kate.
I agree with that one.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, Kate's got a life together, so she would have to go to like a job, like, and I'm still
this
there.
This may be brutal, but Kate, you seem like you're more likely to get a job relatively soon and not have enough time to.
Yeah.
Max seems like she's more willing to pursue kind of the influencer life, which gives her a bit more time to do this stuff.
Yeah, okay, that's a good point.
Have a life.
Okay, who's most likely to leave their fiancé at the altar?
Max, 100 million percent.
Really?
Sorry, Max.
Why?
I would agree.
No, to be honest, I actually have no idea.
Kate's too upset.
No, we're not necessarily saying it's you guys at the altar, but we're just saying who's most likely to have like an irrational, like, oh my god, I can't do this.
I take that back because I mean, I like to think that Max and I are obviously going to get married one day, but if you're just saying general fiancés, I think Max would go through as many weddings as humanly possible.
fucking
loves weddings, so I think she wouldn't leave someone at the altar. She would go through the wedding, then get a divorce, and then she'd have someone else, like whatever, have the wedding, the amazing like parties, and
get
stuff.
The ring,
ring, beautiful divorce. Like, but I mean, like to think Max wouldn't leave me at the altar.
Who's most likely to start an OnlyFans?
Max.
I would say Max. After what I've been hearing lately, though, I don't know.
Kate's venturing down the same path, too.
Yo, guys, I'm having Kate needs a money. Quarter-life price. And how much money have you lost in crypto? Let's pull up the receipts.
Guys, the coins crashed. It's done.
I've had a quarter-life crisis, and there have been some passing comments made, but... Mom, I'm not starting on OnlyFans.
I'm starting on OnlyFans.
Okay, who's most likely to have more than 3 kids?
Max.
Max absolutely loves babies and all that, so maybe I think she might get carried away and want to have as many as possible.
Carried away.
That's what I think.
Okay, who's most likely to do drugs?
Sure. Both of you at the same time when you're doing brownies.
You've never done an edible weed thing, hey? Mm-hmm. Never, neither. So I would say both of you druggies. You guys have done your drugs.
No, but like hardcore drugs. No,
I don't think either of you would. Yeah. To be honest, I have.
Definitely not. John.
Yeah, I would say impartial.
If it comes from the ground, it's not as dangerous.
You stoner, you. Okay.
Who's most likely to buy a sports car?
That's an easy one. Max likes a little vroom vroom.
Yeah, I would say Max, because she likes the sparkly things.
Yeah. The sparkly things.
I was going to say Kate.
I've never heard Kate like be excited.
I say sports cars, I think like maybe there's old cars, but I could be too getting one of those cars vintage before.
Or I'd buy Jaguar sports cars.
Yeah, I do quite like the Jags. I think they're like a classy sports car. So I think some of those sports cars can get really tacky.
Like an old money type sports car. Aston Martin, Jag,
that
type.
Randomly writing this down.
Yeah. I'm taking notes.
Who's getting me the little dummy play one?
Yeah. Who's most likely to want an over-the-top proposal?
Max.
Maybe we share the same view, but I think... You obviously are more. How do you word this right? I'm not going to say you're materialistic, but you are more determined to have the finer things in life in terms of like you want a very special proposal, very specific proposal.
That's a good point, but you guys haven't been in the room when Kate's showing me her late homo venue.
I think Kate's actually. Maybe you're just more vocal about it.
From what I've heard from Kate,
I think Brandon just hasn't been taking notes because
I think it's. If it's from,
I don't necessarily, I don't have a set proposal that I'm like, wow, I want this. My only thing is if a guy like proposed to me in a very public space, I would literally say no, because that would just prove to me that they don't know me well enough to know that I wouldn't want the public attention.
Yeah.
Right, so that's literally my only condition.
Don't propose at a restaurant.
Oh, and make sure my nails are done as well.
Okay, last. Who's most likely?
Okay, who's most likely to kiss their best friend?
Both of you.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay,
that's
all of our questions.
I think it's time for us to throw a bit of your way here.
You guys have been dishing, and
do you want to start, Brandon, or would you like me to?
Chris, you go ahead. You take it away.
Okay.
This is our podcast.
Yeah. No, it's not. We're taking over. Okay, girls. This is along with what we were actually saying earlier, but where do you see yourselves in 10 years?
Oh, that's quite difficult. Question.
Can I go first?
Go for it.
Hopefully I have a job. That's it. Thank you.
Come on, give me a bit more colour than that.
Oh, sorry. Hopefully I have 2 jobs. Yeah.
Come on.
10 years. How old am I in 10 years?
32. 20. Turning
32. Okay, I'd like to be married after my big proposal. If financially, once I have my 2 jobs, if I'm financially stable, I would like to have had my children.
You would like to have had kids,
had my kids.
So you don't want to be having any more around that time?
No. I'd like to be done with kids and then entering my soccer mom life stage in life.
100%. May I ask where you see yourself? When I say where you see yourself or where you live
in? Oh, in a place. Oh, in Cape Town.
Cape Town still.
I like picture myself leaving for a couple of years, but I really can't picture myself living somewhere else. Mm-hmm. Okay.
When you settle down?
Yeah, it's really hard for me to like think about. I'm really like family oriented, and the thought of like living somewhere else and not having my family around me, like, I don't know. I'm not for that.
Okay, and yourself, Kate?
I definitely see myself having potentially got another degree. Like,
she fucking goes in the
after this year. Yeah, I don't think so.
No, like having a break and like doing something online, maybe have another degree. I'd really like to get my law degree. Also, I'd like to be married or at least engaged, I guess, maybe with kids, and also have like a successful career. I want to be like have something that I'm proud of.
You're only fans.
Like, I don't want to rely on a man for my money.
Okay, cool.
Drop mic. Thank you.
I'm going to jump in with another question here. What is the ultimate goal of this podcast between you guys?
Oh my God.
You guys
talk shit, get banged.
Chat shit, get banged.
On a more serious note, though, do you see it like scaling it up or turning it into...
Yeah, because then you can say your vision and then my vision.
Or my goal. My goal, I don't have like a materialistic, even though some would disagree. I don't have that goal. My goal is just to like create... Don't cry, Kate. But to like create memories and have like... Oh my God.
You guys are tearing up.
To have like saved memories so that like later on in the future I can look back on them and be able to play. What are you doing? So I can be able to play them back like in like 50, 60 years. You know what I mean? Because like I want to be able to look back on them and like remember times. And that's why I think it's like really sweet when we bring like boyfriends in or whatever the case is.
Yeah.
Like to like share stories, because your memory does fade and it's nice to have things to look back on. So I don't have like a set goal in terms of like. I mean, I'd like to make some money from it. Like, that would be good too.
Next
but more
Oregon.
Just like memories, like having something to look back on and be able to listen to.
Okay, seeing as you've done the sentimental, I'll be very idealistic. In an ideal world, I would be very happy to be making an income off of this podcast with Max. And then we can start like something else together, because whatever we do together, we have so much fun. And it would be really cool if I could...
Cape Town Bake Off.
What? Yeah, so it would just be really cool if I could do something with my like best friend and make money and have fun whilst we do it.
That's cool. Sweet. Okay, I've got a question for you too. Okay, so did you think your friendship was going to last after school?
I mean, there were times where I definitely didn't foresee it lasting.
Can I go first?
Yeah.
So how good am I? I'm not interrupting. I'm so good. I'm getting better.
I wish you could apply that in our relationship.
I feel like after school was really easy for us to stay friends, and in actual fact we had less need to be friends, because when we were in school and we were playing like sport together, we had more ties.
Yeah.
But when we went into varsity, we had less ties with each other, and we still managed to be friends. But I feel like after school was like really easy. Like I feel like it was like effortless. Like it just happened.
Yeah. But I think Max and I in school, like, we did butt heads like a couple times. Like, I definitely have said to my mom like, I'm done with this bitch, and then the next day I'm like, oh no, actually we made up, like we're gonna go to a party this weekend.
So I think we butt heads because both of us are like, even we might not want to say it, but we're both quite like confrontational, like if we have issues we'll like say it, and I think that's that is the issues, like we won't let anything like go under the rug. So if we are annoyed with something
I think that's why we actually are like, you're such an easy friend, because we always know where we stand with each other.
And if something's like, if there's an issue, like you'll just be like, Max, I don't like you doing that, and I'm like, oh fuck, okay, and then we like won't like speak, or we'll like let it blow over and then we'll get back.
That's a good answer. Okay, so the next question, it's quite a funny one, but how's your first kiss together?
Straight
and explain why this happened before you both kissed Chris and I.
Yeah. You guys had your intimate moment before either of us started dating.
Well, have you seen Kate? I mean, she's a belter. So
I also couldn't.
10 out of 10 would recommend. I mean, I know why Brandon goes back for more. But
realistically, at first, everyone likes to call it a kiss. It was during the ice game where you put a piece of ice in your mouth and you stand in a circle. I mean, it's just...
Was there tongue involved?
Obviously, there was tongue involved. You have to transfer the ice...
Why don't you tell me this?
...to the other person's mouth. And whoever the ice melts on, then you have to hook up properly. And you play it with guys and girls, but Max and I happened to be standing together, so we transferred ice.
And it wasn't because Kate moved to... sat next to me. It was just because we happened to be.
Yeah, but like, I mean, it's not like we actually one night were like, damn, she's looking hot.
Well, come here, baby. Rumor has it. Max actually just spat out the ice and just went for it.
I mean, let's keep rumors.
Yeah, but honestly, of course I kissed Max before you. Like, Max has treated me better than you have for
I've been around for longer.
Max wasn't playing games like you were in the beginning.
Okay, cool. So the last question from me is, what would you tell your 15-year-old self now that you've been in a 6-year relationship?
Oh, wait, no. About relationships or just like advice? Like
advice, but also geared towards a relationship. You know, being with us now for...
Yeah, give your 15-year-old self like relationship advice, I'd say.
Might be Max. Don't worry, he'll eventually start closing his cupboard doors.
That's a good one.
I think mine would just be, don't let your insecurities, or don't project your insecurities onto your relationship, because I definitely did that. I was very insecure at 15, and then I would process it and think, like, because I'm insecure, he must also, he's going to cheat on me or something, when it's just not. And also, it's okay for you to have fun without me being there.
That's a good one.
What would your relationship advice be?
I mean, I agree with your one, but I don't know what advice I would give myself, because I feel like I wouldn't want to give my... This is so fucking cringe. I'm going to vomit in my mouth. Everyone prepare. I wouldn't want to give myself any advice because I wouldn't want to change anything.
I agree. Oh, that's so good.
That's very true. You wouldn't want to learn anything. Yeah,
yeah,
I wouldn't want everything to be like exactly the same, because I feel like all like the hiccups like teach you things and you like grow from that, so I wouldn't want to change anything.
You learn very important lessons from everything.
Yeah. But I would appreciate it if you could close the cupboard
doors. Okay, no, it's never happening. All right, moving on to my last question for you guys. It's a little bit of a deep one.
Deeper than the other ones.
What would your advice be to two young best friends on making their friendship last?
Be honest with each other.
Yeah, just be a real bitch.
That's like the biggest thing with friends, because I feel like, especially like girls, are catty and they will have issues with each other and they just like don't say anything, and that's like not being a friend. If you have issues with each other, like we spoke about with the podcast with Chris, like it's okay to disagree and it's okay to have different opinions. Like, you might as well just like say it. If you don't say it, you're gonna just like hold that and then like bitch about other things. And also, like, what's the point about bitching to other people because then you're not really friends?
Open communications.
And
also just never compete with each other, and like don't be jealous of each other, because you can't, like, it's never gonna work if you're jealous of your best friend, you know. But that is something that you learn as you grow up, like
that's a good point. Competitions so often often destroys relationships.
Yes,
competition.
Yes, but also just like, this is gonna get really deep.
So competitive.
We're so screwed. We just this morning we had a competition who could run faster to the car. I won, by the way.
And
she tripped me
the other day. That, like, you know how like iOS sometimes on your home screen shows old memories, like pictures. There was like pictures from grade 9, and I actually started tearing up, because I realized, like, when you're that young, you have so little responsibility. I don't know, I'm not that old and I don't have that much responsibility yet, but just like enjoy it, because you probably will never have so much fun in your life like ever again when you're when you're 15. You have so much fun. Like, I literally started tearing up.
I'm so unhappy now. Jimmy, when you hooked up with me.
It was the video.
Is it a Macklemore song that's Good Old Days?
Yeah.
That song always resonates with me.
Kate and our songs. Turing Out, Get Ready.
Exactly.
And that on Straight Jacket.
So and dance your ass off, girls. Slut drop it whilst you can.
While your knees can still give in.
I'm sitting here with a sore back.
So enjoy it, pretty much. Yeah. Enjoy it and be as real as you can.
Yeah.
That's a really good note, Tanda.
Okay, well, thank you. Thank you so much. It was so much fun.
Thanks for having us on.
This
was some very, intellectually provoking questions.
Very deep questions.
It was good to finally come here and be a part of this.
And maybe if everyone likes you, you'll get invited back for something.
Or maybe not. I think because it is our podcast.
Yeah. We'll continue to be special guests.
And we can't risk them liking us more. I mean, liking them more than us.
No, if these two episodes are your best, maybe Brandon and I'll start our own one.
Yeah, we're going to.
Competing podcasts. Because,
I don't think anyone wants to listen to you talk about which altcoin is going to a million eggs.
Crypto,
Can you guys give the outro since you guys listen to our podcast?
Okay. Oh, yes. Why don't you try and give the outro?
I'll save you here, Brandos. Do all the usual things. Rate, like, share us on Instagram.
Listen. Jones, you can't say the Instagram handle. Brandon's got to say that.
What's
that? The Instagram handle is @Brandon.
It's @FeedMeFood.
Shameless self-plug. It's @GRWMPodcast.
GRWM.
Go give them a like and a follow.
No, not one like. Like to every
like
single
like absolutely
post.
Everything. Go and completely stalk them.
Yeah.
Give them
and
some support,
end
guys.
And if I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Oh my word! You just scored some serious brownie points, Brandon.
I did not know that. I thought it was like namaste, goodbye.
Just
like,
we have
just like
to
point
quote.
Out.
Oh, quote.
Should
do
we do a quote? Brand, you'll
a
probably
quote.
Have a quote.
Yeah, you can go.
I'll have a quote. Person who values you would never put themselves in a position to lose you.
Oh, okay, there you go.
Okay,
bye guys. Thank you.
And if I don't see you, good
afternoon,
good evening,
and good night.
Peace out.